Matumitapi Okoipiai, which translates to Indigenous First Nations housing, is a message that grounds us in truth, that housing is not only about buildings, but it is about belonging. And your words today, both of your words today, really drive that message home. A home cannot be a home unless you feel welcomed in it. So this program is an amazing step on our journey, our collective journey towards reconciliation. And it was mentioned that this program is a promise. It was also mentioned that there is great responsibility that comes with this promise. And I, together with my council colleagues, fully intend to keep that promise and deliver on strong places for Indigenous families to live. We will walk alongside Indigenous partners in reconciliation, not through words alone, but through sincere actions. For far too long, Indigenous people in our city have faced barriers that others do not face. We have heard that there is discrimination when looking for a home to rent. There is exclusion from culturally safe housing. And there are systemic inequities that perpetuate harm, and that keeps intergenerational trauma going, and that keeps families in crisis. It is a cycle that we absolutely need to break. We have heard the heartbreaking numbers, and it's worth repeating them. Indigenous Calgarians make up just 3% of our city's population, and yet they represent over 40% of the people who are experiencing homelessness. Behind every one of those statistics is a person. There's a parent, a child, a grandparent, an auntie, a friend. There's someone searching for stability, for dignity, and a home. And today, we are taking a big step forward to change that story. With $30 million in funding through Home Is Here, this initiative will create Indigenous-led housing. Housing that is designed, built, and governed by Indigenous communities for Indigenous families. It means up to 350 new homes, homes that are affordable and that are built in a culturally informed way. These are homes where families are going to thrive and homes that truly embody the principle of for Indigenous by Indigenous. This work is reconciliation in practice. It's equity in action, and it's an investment in the future that we all must build together. Because when every Calgarian has a safe place to call home, our city is stronger, it is more fair, and it is much more resilient. And I think sometimes we forget the examples and the stories. So I just want to remind us that family is a very interesting word, and it means different things to different people. And within Indigenous communities, family is not just blood relations, and it's certainly not just a nuclear family. It is the people who care about you, the people who love you the most, and the people who surround you with kindness and compassion. It can be anything from grandparents, uncles and aunties, cousins, sharing a home together. And the more we let Indigenous people lead and tell us what a family home looks like, the better we will be at delivering that type of housing. I want to thank the Elders Advisory Committee. I want to thank our Indigenous partners and our housing team for leading us to get here today. You led with purpose, and your guidance ensures that while this program is about getting units built, it's also about building trust, building respect, and building community on purpose. I also want to thank my council colleagues who always stood behind the housing strategy and who made the decision that we would create Home Is Here. I especially want to thank Councillor Courtney Walcott, who's back there today. He was a leader during that time, and if it wasn't for him and his fierce advocacy for the housing strategy, particularly for Indigenous housing, we wouldn't be standing here today with this announcement. And all of the good folks within the Indigenous Relations Office, you are beautiful human beings. You are so committed to your work, and that work is truly exceptional. The journey doesn't end here today. This is simply the beginning. And as this program grows and evolves, we will continue to listen and learn and act. So generations from now, Calgarians will look back and see this moment as one where we started on a better path together. Thank you, everyone.
Now taking a look at your CJWE weather. For Calgary and Tsuut'ina Nation, overnight, a few clouds, a low of 10. For tomorrow, it is going to be sunny to start, then a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon, with a high of 28, humidex of 30. For Lethbridge, Piegani, Gainai, and Siksika Nation, overnight it will be clear with a low of 10. For tomorrow, you're going to start off sunny, but by the afternoon, there will be a mix of sun and cloud with a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm late in the afternoon with a high of 32, humidex of 34. For Medicine Hat, overnight, clear, a low of 12. Tomorrow's going to be sunny to start with a mix of sun and cloud and a chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 34 and a humidex of 38. Right now in Calgary and Stutsuna Nation, it is 24 degrees. In Lethbridge, Piegani, Gainai, and Siksika Nation, it is 28. And in Medicine Hat, it is 30 degrees.